This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for February 22nd, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Ukrainian-American maestro Vitaly Kupri, a member of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, has passed away at the age of 49. TSO released a statement saying, "We are deeply saddened to announce the passing of our dear friend and bandmate Vitaly Kupri. He was a world-renowned classical pianist and composer." Foreigner founder Mick Jones has revealed that he has Parkinson's disease. Jones and the band have been in the press recently after getting nominated for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as part of the class of 2024. Jones's announcement via Billboard said, quote, "Fans have become very aware for some time now. I've not been performing on stage with the band. Several years ago, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. I want everyone to know that I'm doing all right. However, I've always liked to be at my best when performing on stage, and sadly at present, I find that a bit difficult. I'm still very much involved in the background with Foreigner and remain a presence. Parkinson's is a daily struggle. The important thing is to persevere and remind myself of the wonderful career I've had in music." A federal appeals court has rejected a copyright lawsuit that claimed Nickelback ripped off its 2006 hit Rockstar from an earlier song called Rockstar, ruling that the band can't be sued simply for using, quote, cliches and singing about being a rock star. Upholding a judge's decision last year that tossed out the case, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit ruled on Monday that Kirk Johnston had not even come close to proving that Nickelback infringed on his earlier song when it released Rockstar. Johnston's the lead singer of the Texas band called Snowblind Revival, and had argued that the two songs have similar lyrics and that the lower judge should have ruled that they were strikingly similar, but the appeals court sharply disagreed. The National Wrestling Alliance, for which Billy Corgan serves as owner and president, has announced an exclusive streaming rights deal with the CW, including a new reality show starring the Smashing Pumpkins frontman. The NWA announced a new deal with the CW on Wednesday, saying, quote, "The all-encompassing partnership will see the CW streaming multiple NWA programs free of charge and without the need of a subscription for the CW app." The programming includes a brand new unscripted, untitled series about Corgan's life, family, and role as the president of the NWA and his, quote, day job. Slayer haven't performed live since wrapping up their farewell tour in November of 2019. However, in September, the band is set to headline Louisville's Louder Than Life Festival and perform at Riot Fest in Chicago. The full lineup of the Louder Than Life Festival has been announced, with the headliners Slipknot, Slayer, Motley Crue, and Korn. Disturbed, Judas Priest, Five Finger Death Punch, Evanescence, Falling in Reverse, Breaking Benjamin, The Offspring, Stained, In This Moment, Chevelle, Dropkick Murphys, Hailstorm, Gojira, Sum 41, Seether, Tom Morello, Anthrax, Mastodon, Architects, Skillet, Clutch, Highly Suspect, and more are set to perform. Original Kiss guitarist Ace Frehley has shared a teaser for the song Cherry Medicine from his upcoming solo album 10,000 Volts, saying, quote, "Woke up to a bunch of texts this morning that Cherry Medicine had leaked. We're less than a week away from the album, so if you can't beat 'em, join 'em. So I ripped the video and I'm posting it here. Share this one to show we don't care. We're back and better than ever." The 11 tracks of 10,000 Volts comes out tomorrow. Sean Diddy Combs has denied gang raping a 17-year-old girl in Manhattan in a recording studio and claims a photo showing her sitting on his lap isn't accurate. The 54-year-old has filed an official legal challenge refuting the bombshell abuse accusations made by the alleged victim, who is now in her 30s. She claims that Combs, his longtime friend and rapper Harvey Pierre, and a third unidentified man flew her to his New York studio before raping her. The alleged victim is the fourth woman to make accusations against Combs. He has never been convicted and recently settled one lawsuit. The Foo Fighters are set to perform an intimate show in Washington, D.C. to aid Power to the Patients, a nonprofit organization helping to make affordable health care more accessible. Chuck D and Fat Joe, who are involved in the nonprofit, will be in attendance, as well as lawmakers, government officials, and Power to the Patient staff. The gig is set to take place on March 5th. A video meant to raise awareness starring Jelly Roll can be seen online. The event, set to raise awareness of the issues created for millions of patients when hospitals and insurers hide actual upfront costs of medical procedures. Over 100 million Americans are suffering from medical debt due to surprise bills. A sexual assault lawsuit filed against Steven Tyler from Aerosmith has been dismissed after a judge ruled that Steven Tyler's actions did not present, quote, serious risk of physical injury to the plaintiff. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 194, featuring Rick Wills from Foreigner, is available now.